Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a Truebolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals. Save big money at
Menards. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You're shivering and pulled in the front, but they have faith in you. You're shivering and pulled in the fit, but they had faith in you. And you.
What's up, everybody? It's the Palazzo Podcast. Who else? Two D's.
Give me
Michael
two.
Gobier and Mike Virginia here live. It's a live chat Friday. Get in, get out, get on with your life. No BS. Straight to business here. I got to bounce in like 20 minutes, so you'll get as much as me as you can in 20 minutes. So just get your questions ready in the live chat. Mike will be here still when I'm gone, and he will carry us into the second half of the Major League Baseball season. Mike, are you nervous about that?
I'm not. I would love all of the questions. If you guys have them, I'd be in here all day long. I'm ready to watch and talk baseball again. I feel like over the last, three or four days, I feel like I've just been staring at a blank wall since then. So I'm pumped for baseball to be back. So bring any and all questions. Let's get it going.
Great. Look at this. Let's get right into it. Diego's ready to rock. Welcome to the show, Diego. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. Please like this video. Our YouTube, we're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. You could be the next one. Shane Baz or Sean Manaea? Manaea or Baz? Well,
Baz.
I assume people would say Baz if you just did a man on the street. Well, I don't know. Actually, I don't know if we could say man on the street anymore. People on the street. It used to be MOSs when I worked in TV news. But if you asked human beings on the street, most people, I assume, would say Baz. But is that fair? Is that right?
Yeah, that's fair. I just think the floor and the ceiling, really, I think, are going to be higher with Baz than Manaea. I know Manaea has pitched surprisingly decently, I guess, is a word I would use. He's got a 3.46 ERA, 6-3. So is it a quality start league, or is it a win league, or what are we talking about here, Diego? Because that might change my answer some, but I think it's still Shane Baz regardless.
I think when you're looking at the situation here, Baz has a ceiling, but if you're talking about a redraft where you're trying to win now, the Rays, they're hanging around. The Mets are in it, too. So both these teams have similar situations in terms of going for it or trying to make a run. Sean Manaea is a guy that I think can hang with Baz when it comes to missing bats, though. I really do. So call me crazy. Yeah. I don't know. No. I mean,
It's definitely a good question for sure. I just prefer the ceiling. If you need Ks, I obviously am going Baz there. I don't know. Here's the other thing, too, is like, how many innings are they going to let Baz throw per start? Because that's another thing. I'm glad we're talking this out, because I might be changing my answer slowly but surely.
Ooh, wow.
Wow, dude.
I think that I was a little not into Baz. He's been okay to start. Obviously, he's been able to miss some bats. But I think I might have more faith in Manaea, so I don't know.
Yep. I mean, he went 6 innings his first start back on July 5th, 4 1/3 on July 11th, and both of those 6 and 5 Ks respectively. Not really great in terms of the earned runs either. So Baz is going to take some time to get his feet underneath of him, obviously. He's been removed from baseball for such a long time. So I just think this better second half is going to be Baz. I'm locking it in. Lock me in there. It's Baz.
Okay. I'll go with Manaea. Yep, and lock me in. I'm going Manaea. His stuff is good. His numbers have been excellent. And he's getting the most out of the stuff he's always had. He's just, Manaea's not walking as many guys and getting hit as hard as he was when he was in San Francisco when he was a little disappointing. So I'm going for it. Manaea, let's party. Fantasy Sports jumps in. Head-to-head points. Should I drop Josh Smith for Jacob Wilson? Yes. No.
Oh, okay. Well, I think Jacob Wilson is a better real-life player than he is fantasy. And obviously the team context is important here. Texas is obviously going to be in it more. I actually saw a crazy start, crazy stat with Josh Smith. Did you know he has a higher OPS than Jose Ramirez?
Actually, that's not ridiculous because his OBP has been really good. He's like a 400 OBP guy this year. So
yeah, shout out Kirk Snyder. If you guys don't follow him on Twitter, make sure you do Dynasty Info. He's got Josh Smith has a higher OPS than these players. I'm going to reel them off just real quick. Jose Ramirez, Corey Seager, Ellie De La Cruz, Vlad Jr., Altuve, Tatis, Lindor, Alonzo, Riley, Albies, Olsen, Julio Rodriguez, Josh Naylor, Schwarber, Abrams, Duran, and Walker. Christian Walker. Those are he has higher OPSs than all of those guys. Which is crazy to me.
That is crazy to me. And I'm still surprised every time I checked in on Smith being a 400 OBP guy. I just don't see him as that. Are you looking at Jacob Wilson stats here on the live screen in the live chat on the Palazzo Podcast? Two L's, two Z's here. Mike Virginia and Michael Govier. Please follow us on Twitter X, MJ Govier, at underscore Mike VA. Those are Twitter handles. Please follow them and thank you for your service. But Jacob Wilson was tearing it up. Obviously, these numbers are gaudy. You know, 438 batting average and 185 at bats this season. Yeah. Not many steals, though, you know. I was hoping Jacob Wilson would offer some more steals. He was drafted last year out of the MLB draft. He was a first-round pick, Jacob Wilson was. He might have a bright future, but I guess you're probably right. Josh Smith is probably the better fantasy asset today, Mike.
I would keep my eye on Jacob Wilson because the A's are hot. We talked about it with the Triple Play Pod guys. If you guys haven't checked that out, we did the show with them on Tuesday. And we talked a little bit about the A's. Lawrence Butler, right? Jacob Wilson's now coming up. Max Schumann, Brent Rooker. They got some talented pieces on there. To Chad's point in a points league, yeah, I don't know if Jacob Wilson's going to be that valuable. So
that's fair. You're right. I changed my opinion already.
Yeah.
Give me Josh H. Smith. Don't forget the H. Josh H.
That's right.
Pistol checking in. Thank you, Michael and Mike. VA. Hello, everyone. Have a great weekend. Every time we do a show, Pistol always comments on our YouTube video and says, thanks, guys. He's so consistently kind, and we appreciate that, my friend. So a round of applause for you, Pistol. Great job, buddy.
Great job.
All right. Miller, is this real? This is so funny because when I used to do karaoke, I still do karaoke, but most of my life when I would do public karaoke at bars, I always called myself Miller. You know, they give you write your name down, we'll call you up. And I don't know why I chose Miller, but they always said, Miller, come to the stage. You're up next. So this is kind of weird because I've never met someone with a first name named Miller. Anyways, Varsho, keepable of $5. Newt Bar, $5 not keepable on a team that is 1.5 points out, standard 5x5.
Well, when you say keepable, are you saying like for next year or saying like right now? I would assume it's next year, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to assume, that he can't keep Newt Bar, but he can keep Varsho. Why do you want to keep Varsho? I have no idea.
Yeah, same. It's Newt Bar for me, regardless if you can keep him or not. I like Newt Bar over Varsho.
Yes, Miller, you're a good person. We like you. Good thing I didn't cut you out on karaoke. You're right, Miller. I get angry. Next year, keepable. Even next year, I don't ever want Varsho to keep at all.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Unless, there's got to be somebody more valuable on your waiver wire, too, other than Varsho.
Yeah, I mean, unless you know... If you have some kind of specific scoring, Miller, please fill this in. But otherwise, based on what we know, no way. I don't want to keep Varsho. I'm not a fan. Govier, fan favorite, Edwin Rios, DFA'd by Reds. That is hardly news, but thank you, Chad. We appreciate that. Who gets bumped out of the rotation when Jeffrey Springs returns? This age-old question, Mike. You keep getting this question over and over and over again.
Yeah, I feel like I get this question probably once a day.
You guys ever watch our shows? I mean, we're on record, aren't we? Let's just go back and rewind and like play a clip from one of our shows.
Yeah, it's probably Littell, if I had to guess. And they very well could wait until the trade. Yeah, so Bizza already said it. I think I've said that millions of times here, but they might wait until after the trade deadline. Maybe they move some of these pieces. Maybe they move. Who am I looking for?
Oh, you talking about a pitcher?
I'm having a brain fart right now.
Well, they got that guy named what's his face? Taj Bradley. Yeah. He's not being
Zach Eflin. They might move him.
Zach Efron.
Yeah, Zach Efron. Littell, if they don't move anybody, Littell's going to be the guy that's going to be the odd man out. So I think he'll be a long relief, probably helping the bullpen, but there's no way. Wow. Jeffrey Springs is arguably their ace. So
great job.
They'll make room for him. Or they may go six man. That could be happening.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, Springs should be here soon. I don't know what. It's the Rays are done this season. The Rays are a 500 team in a very tough division and a difficult playoff hunt in the AL, but they're not going to give up. And I think if Springs is ready to go, he should be here relatively soon. Maybe we'll effort a literal update on that because we're in the second half. Second half's here, folks! Second half of baseball is underway. The Cubs and the Diamondbacks are currently playing at Wrigley Field. I don't know what the score is, but I'm sure it's fun. Timothy, my main man, Tim, who just recently signed up for the Polacco Podcast Patreon. Thank you so much. As a $7 member. You didn't have to do that, Tim, and I love you for it. Tim, whatever you need from us, you just let us know. We'll give it to you. What do you want? We'll give it to you. Are we buying Spencer Horwitz, Mr. Mike Virginia, or should I go trade draft cap for Colt Keith? My man, go Tigers, who I saw hit that game-tying home run last Saturday at Comerica Park at the bottom of the ninth against Evan Phillips of the Dodgers. It's pretty exciting.
So we were talking on Twitter, me and Govier, and I think there was somebody mentioned both he and I. And I said I like Keith, but I didn't know if he was this good. And Govier retweeted back at me and said, hey, I think you need to think twice about that. And I'm so glad I did because I ended up adding him in my home league. Because nice. Willie Castro has been on a little bit of a bump, right? So yep. I added Colt Keith, and he's been killing it. So I'm glad I listened to Michael Govier myself. See, I don't claim to know it all either. Our fellow Bozo member over here, Mr. Govier, advised on Colt Keith. He's a Tigers guy. He would know. So I picked
him
up.
But it wasn't a homer call either.
No,
that's the thing.
You're right.
Yep, it was just about
very clear.
He's talented. He really is talented. So I just trust in the talent. You know, Mike helps me, I help him, we help each other, and everybody wins on the show. Woohoo! Yay! Damn! So I'm pretty happy that you were able to add Colt Keith. Yep. He could hit for average. He's only going to get better. It's his rookie year. I think we haven't talked about Spencer Horwitz hardly at all, I don't think, Mike. And I actually have him on many teams. I added Spencer Horwitz all over the place about a month ago when he got called up because he was hitting at the top of the lineup. Even though it's a Blue Jays lineup that stinks.
Yeah.
But he can make contact. I remember seeing, again, going back to this 2021 Arizona Fall League, I really learned a lot from that because Nelson Velasquez, Spencer Horwitz, I saw them both in the same game. And I looked at Spencer Horwitz, and I'm like, this guy is not a first baseman. He looked small. He didn't hit for power.
Yeah.
So it just didn't make sense to me as a big-time first base prospect that Horwitz would be a difference maker. But he can hit for average, and he's got an excellent batter's eye, so he can get on base. You won't get a ton of power, but he could do almost everything else.
Yeah, it's Colt Keith for me. I know Spencer Horwitz has been, I would say, maybe equally as good, but I would the most critical part of this question here is, what do you mean by trading draft capital, and what does that look like?
Yeah.
But you can see here on the screen here, we have Spencer Horwitz up, and he's got an elite K percentage, an elite walk percentage. So he gets on base. It's just the other counting stats, I guess, are something left to be desired. So I think it's for me, it's Colt Keith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colt Keith is definitely my preferred choice as straight hitters. But if Horwitz fits your situation, I got no beef with that. But Tim directly, you got to go Colt Keith most likely. But look all that red, by the way, on Horwitz's page. Just saying. It's
crazy.
It's quite blood red. It's like the Red Wedding. Remember that show Game of Thrones? That was awesome for like six, there's almost seven seasons. And then there was this final season that was so terrible that it almost ruined the entire legacy of all the seasons.
Yes. Real quick on that, too. Whoever answered it. Was it Timothy Michael who asked that question?
Yeah, Timmy. Yeah.
So real quick, over the last month, Keith edges out Horwitz in literally everything in terms of runs, hits, home runs, RBI, stolen base, average, slugging, and OPS. The only thing that Horwitz beats him in is OBP. So 415 for Horwitz, 385 for Colt Keith. So everything else he's pretty much crushing him in, especially RBI 17-8. So it's Colt Keith for me, and it's not even close.
Hell yeah, locking you in. Not even close. I like it. I like we make callouts like that. Miller also said, going back to his question related to Dalton Varsho, no money to spend. I see. So you're really, I mean, I'd rather just roll with Newt Bard and lose the keeping ability of Varsho and just see what happens. You got to be able to keep somebody else. right? I mean, you can't keep, right? He can't just be stuck with Dalton Varsho or nothing. Is it really possible?
Yeah, please. Even if that's the case, I think I'd rather have nothing.
Diego, who's on fire today. He's on fire, Diego Eskenazi. Keep or drop Jake Irving. It's Irvin, technically, but it's okay, Diego. We don't care. Head-to-head cats, Mike. Jake Irvin of people. By the way, I looked this up last night, and this is worth noting. Last night, I posted on our Patreon about 15 different starting pitching targets for the second half. Guys that I basically put into three categories, Mike. I was looking at their left on base percentage. Was it 70 or below? Meaning, because if it is, then I'm hopefully expecting that they can get better. They're getting a little bit of bad luck in terms of getting out of jams with runners on base. Because if you can get to like 75%, that's great. Then I'm looking at the Sierra versus their ERA. Is their Sierra much different in terms of being lower than their ERA is? Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at the walks per nine. And this was all over the last 30 days, not season long either. So you're getting a very specific breakdown. I did the work. Check it out on the Palazzo Podcast Patreon, 2Ls2Zs.
Utah.
Starts at just three bones.
Give me three,
whichever you prefer. And I looked at Jake Irvin on this list, Mike, and I was like, ooh, I didn't like what I looked at under the hood. I think that second half is not going to be fun for Mr. Irvin.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. I know there's a pretty strong stretch where he was pretty lights out. And I think he'll still have a couple of those starts. But at the same time, too, and I hate being the guy, Diego, if you're new here, which I haven't seen you here before. But
welcome.
I need a little bit more info. It depends on who you're dropping him for. So, you know, he's got decent numbers. I mean, a 3.49 ERA and already seven wins for a Nats team. That's he's already exceeded probably expectations in my mind. Doesn't get a whole lot of swinging strikes. And I'm not sure what MTK is. Help me out with that one.
MTK is. Yeah, what is that? That is percentage of pitches that are in the zone and earn less than a 4.5 PLV. Oh, God, I don't even care. That's gotcha. Too deep for me, man. And PLV is. Average pitch level value.
Got it. Well,
I guess we haven't used that a lot. Sorry.
Yeah. It depends on how many teams are in this league, too. Like, because if it's a 14 or 15 team league, starting pitching is going to be really hard to come by. So if it's a shallower format, I don't mind moving on from them, like Govier alluded to. And by the way, real quick, shout out to Michael Govier as well. For those of you guys who aren't on the Patreon, make sure you give him only $3. He already does all the work for you. These are the guys that you can help you and your teams now and as we approach closer to the playoffs. So it's $3 is a steal in my mind. So make sure you guys check that out. Subscribe to the Patreon. It's only $3. It's the price of a coffee for an entire month. Less than that.
Hell yeah. And, you know, football season is about to kick off, too. So I know Mike's going to be jumping in now and get motivated. He'll have some of his. Last year, he did a great article. It was like, what was it? Five busts? Was that what it was?
Five busts and five must-haves. Yeah. And one of them was David Montgomery, which I was happy about.
You nailed that one. You absolutely nailed that. Good luck in there. Everybody.
Victory lap certified.
We're taking a lot of victory laps today here on the Palazzo Podcast. 2Ls2Zs.
Utah.
Drop Irvin to stash either of the guys Michael mentioned. Oh, God. Who did I mention?
Is he saying or asking? I think he's telling him to do that.
Oh. Oh, okay. Thanks, Bizza. You're the best. Timothy also said that Home Run Derby national anthem was better than the Game of Thrones ending.
That was bad.
Oh, shit. Tim, you're on fire. I love that. She was also
genius,
going to rehab.
Genius.
I don't know, man. I've been drunk and I've sang and I just felt more free. I wasn't like I lost how to do pitch. I don't know, man. Who am I to say? I'll probably get fired for this. I don't know.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to bring this up because I got asked this question today on Twitter. Looks like you got good news on Tatis, hoping the same for Royce. It's actually worth noting, and I'll post this to the Palazzo Twitter page. The head coach, Rocco Baldelli, said, he was either Baldelli or the GM, said that Royce wanted to come back this weekend, folks. I don't know why this is not big news, but it is. All right. He wants to come back this weekend. He's not going to, but he said, whoever he is, either Baldelli or the GM, I can't remember, said he would be back for either of the Philly series next week. Next week. That is good news.
Great job.
Right? So really, really good news on Royce Lewis. Somebody asked me if they should drop him earlier, and I said, hell no.
Wow. Okay. Oh, man.
Wow, to take dude. In there.
What a dime that is. EAL Day's here. Oh,
whoop. Yeah, hang on real quick. I want to get to Michael Mendez. Thank you for following me, Michael. I appreciate it. Robbie Ray or Kershaw, mustaches in a 12-team, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah, I would. Both are. Team league? Yeah, for sure.
Both are. Yeah.
Yep.
Kershaw is old, but he still knows how to pitch, so I'm not worried about that.
Call your shot. Who gets moved? What's the first big name?
Boy. Where are we? It's July 19th. Boy, it's got to be a Dodgers-related thing, possibly. I'll tell you this right now. First off, Tarek Skubal will not be dealt. I keep telling you guys this, so don't even think about it, Mike. Keep dreaming. It's not going to Baltimore. He's not going to the Dodgers. It's all, you know, there has never been a slower time. Every year, it's the same damn thing. All-star break. There's almost nothing going on other than, like, the WNBA, and people have to talk about shit to pass the time. So Tarek Skubal not getting moved. I'm locking it in over and over again. I'll just keep doing that because he's... It's just, it wouldn't happen. He's too good right now. And the asking price probably wouldn't be fair enough. I don't think the Orioles would panic. They're not, the Orioles and Dodgers are not teams that panic either. Although the Dodgers have made big trade deadline moves. We've had Max Scherzer, the Trey Turner in the past, right?
Yep.
So I think the Phillies, I don't, first off, I know you think Luis Robert's going to get traded to the Phillies.
I do.
I do not think that's going to happen. I do think that the White Sox will move Crochet and they'll move some other players if anybody's interested. I don't know what they are, but I don't think they give up on Luis Robert. He's too unique.
So I saw something the other day too that on Twitter today, and I can't speak to the validity of it, but I can't remember what the account was, but that said that the White Sox want to move Robert, Crochet, and Michael Kopech. And they're hoping that regardless of who they trade, that they can piggyback Kopech onto either of those guys because they want to move him. Okay. The White Sox want two startable, like ready now guys, and then two top level prospects for Garrett Crochet, which is a lot to me, it seems like. So the Dodgers could be a good fit. Maybe like somebody like James Outman, right, would probably move over to Chicago, maybe another outfielder that they have. So. I just don't know who they have prospect wise. Maybe Bobby Miller gets moved to the White Sox. Wouldn't that be some shit?
That would be some shit for sure. Here you go. So just so you guys have an understanding of who's where in the AL, obviously the Blue Jays are done. The Blue Jays are done. Okay. So does Yusei Kikuchi get dealt?
Yes.
Does Jose Barrios get dealt?
I can't imagine anybody wants his services, but I would, if somebody wants him, I believe he gets dealt.
We talked about it. By the way, if you missed it, we did our, we were not just taking the whole break off. We did our monthly mega collab with the Triple Play Fantasy people over there. Please follow Triple Play Fantasy with D. Mendy and Doc and Marty and Art and all the people over there. We had a great time. You could check out, we simulcasted their show, well, show hosted on their YouTube, on our YouTube. So check out that show if you missed it from Tuesday. And on that show, I said that Jose Barrios would be difficult to deal because he has this long, expensive deal still that goes to like 2028. So it seems more likely that maybe Kikuchi would get moved. And I would like to get Kikuchi. In fact, I'll give you a little preview, a little teaser. You said Kikuchi was absolutely on my 15 starting pitchers to target for trades. Ooh. To help you win your league title in the second half. So just saying.
Great job.
Something to think about. But otherwise, in the NL, this is where it gets messy because the NL Central outside of the Brewers, there's a logjam here. Look at that. All four of these teams, the Cardinals, Reds, Pirates, Cubs, they're all in the mix here. Obviously, the Dodgers own their division. The Diamondbacks are game over 500 now, and they're right there with the Padres. The Giants and the Rockies the Rockies always fade, but the Giants will fade. So maybe the Giants will deal some of these big contracts they have as well. Or like a Michael Conforto, for example. Does he help a contender? And does that improve his station as a fantasy player? Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. In a really high-pitched voice.
Jazz Chisholm also is probably a likely trade candidate.
Oh!
I think the Marlins clear house. I think Tanner Scott's gone. I think AJ Puck is going to be gone as well. Jazz Chisholm, I think a lot of guys are going to be off that team. Jake Berger, I think, is gone. I think there's a lot. I think they're clearing house. A lot of guys moving.
The Berger. I got to tell you this, too. A lot of people have picked up AJ Puck as the closer who will take over once Tanner Scott is dealt. A lot of people are banking on that. I also have picked up Ben Joyce when the Angels move Carlos Estevez.
Yes, like that, we talked about it on the Sunday show in the waiver wire. I said that.
Oh,
I said,
was that before or after Dixon Donuts?
That was before Dixon Donuts. But if you guys haven't checked that out, it was a hilarious show. Make sure you guys go check that one out. It's got over like 200 views on it. It's hilarious.
I gotta go. Joyce, I don't want to leave. This sucks, man. Yeah. I gotta go.
Go ahead.
I'm so bummed right now. Go ahead. Man, yeah. Guys, we're having so much fun. This is such an exciting time. I'm just getting going here. I could do this for another hour and a half, but I gotta go to the doctor's appointment. So, Mike. Godspeed, my friend. Mike's, you're in good hands with Mike Virginia. Follow him on Twitter at underscore Mike VM and MJ Govey. Everybody in the Palazzo podcast, Big Gentle Ben, Robbie Baseball 1, Sam FBB 1, of course, Britton Allen, 2 T's, 2 L's. And the Sunday show will be rocking once again on Sunday at noon. Mike will cover more about that. I'll be watching. I'll be watching while I get in the car and look at my phone while I drive, okay?
Drive safe, man. Good luck at the doctors.
Bye, everybody.
Later, dude. All right. On some of these other questions here, and keep them coming, guys. I'm happy to talk baseball literally all day. I was talking to Govier on the way in today that I could sit here all night and talk baseball. I'm just so pumped for it to be back. Biza says, on that note, anyone you think is a trade target we should try to acquire, hoping Robert gets moved. I know Govier doesn't think so. I think he'll probably end up being traded. I think at this point, if you're trading Garrett Crochet and you're trading Michael Kopech, why not get all the prospects and the young talent that you can if you're the White Sox and move on from Robert? Somebody like the Phillies, maybe you get one of their starting pitchers in return for him. I think the White Sox are going to clear house as well as the Marlins. Those are my two teams. So I think Robert gets traded to a contender, and my gut is telling me it's going to be Philly or it's going to be LA. Philly might not want to part with any of their top young prospects, though, to get Robert. So they might maybe trade or target a guy that's cheaper, maybe like a Brent Rooker, maybe somebody on the Phillies. Like a Brenton Doyle would be interesting. I don't think they'll move him, but Michael Conforto, that's another guy they may move on from. But on that note, I'd be looking to try to target maybe a guy like Jazz Chisholm as well, because Britton brings it up all the time. That these guys are not motivated to play there. So I think Jazz gets traded to a contender as well. Maybe the Phillies or the Dodgers or another contender. And his fantasy value increases as well. So I know he's always hurt. I'm not a Jazz guy, but that's just a guy that comes to the top of my head. All right. Let's see here. UE2K, Colt Keith or Lawrence Butler, and Game of Thrones was great for 6 seasons, went on autopilot for 2 last seasons. Yeah. For me, it's Colt Keith. Even with that hot streak, Butler's barely hitting above 200. So it's Colt Keith for me, but it also depends on what you need in terms of outfielder or second baseman. So I think regardless, it's Colt Keith for me. But if you have the space, especially in a deeper format, to add both, I would do that and ride the wave with Lawrence Butler. So, okay. Con Queso. Hey, I like your YouTube name, man. That's interesting and very unique. When is Jackson Jobe coming up? Need to activate him or Waldrop? I don't know if we'll see Jackson Jobe this year. I don't. If we do, it might be in September, but that's a stretch. So, yeah. I think if you're playing in a dynasty league, he definitely does not need, I wouldn't be dropping him. But I doubt we see Jackson Jobe at all this year. We're talking about foosball. Yeah, Joe, we were. Starting to get the itch here a little bit for fantasy football just because I muted all the words for fantasy football on my Twitter page. So all you football maniacs and all the football guys that I follow, I did not unfollow you. I'm not engaging with you, not on purpose. I muted you because I can't do football content during baseball, especially when it's like March. I just can't do it. So can't do it. I wish Govia was here to play that button. Once football season starts, I'll unmute you and I'll start engaging with everybody, but I can't do football content right now. It's baseball season for me through and through. Chad, I've got a deep stash exclusive for the show straight from the source's mouth. If Brent Rooker is traded, keep an eye on Denzel Clark for September call-up as they make room for assets in the minors. Yeah, September is right around the corner. Might be somebody to look into. You heard it from Chad here first, guys. He's the guy who called Puka Nacua. So definitely somebody to follow on Twitter and get in the Discord. He's helping out in there as well. Happy Friday, fellas, says EI All Day. Time for a second half push. You're right. That is correct, EI All Day. Biza, that's big news. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, Royce Lewis should be back next week. I'm really happy about that. I don't know why that's not been reported out. Dave Funnel is actually the one who told me that. If you guys aren't following Davey Boy, make sure you guys do that. For anything injury-related, Dave's your guy. And other fantasy baseball content, too. He's a really, really good person, and he's always happy to help. Joe says Josiah Gray is done, partially torn UCL. Yeah, I didn't have much faith for him in him anyways when he did come back. So to me, it's kind of non-news. In the real world, Josiah, if you're watching this show, I hope you recover quickly, my friend. As a guy who lives 45 minutes away from D.C., hopefully I'll see you next year, my friend. Sorry, just got here in case it was already mentioned. It wasn't, but thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Dodgers should go get Flaherty. That'd be interesting. I don't know if they're going to trade for starting pitching. It's kind of like 50-50 for me, but if I had to lean, I'd say no, because I do think Bobby Miller will come back. I don't know if he'll be last year Bobby Miller, but he will come back and they'll give him another shot. Kershaw's coming back. You know, I don't know how long Imanaga is going to be out for, but they have Paxton, they have Stone, they have a bunch of guys. So Flaherty would probably cost a lot. damn, I traded Shohei Batter for him in Dynasty. Oh, you guys are talking. Okay. Michael Mendez, woo on the waiver wire, my 12-team league. Is he worth the pickup? Gore also available. I know Govea has talked about Mackenzie Gore in previous shows, but it depends on who you'd be dropping, Michael, to get these guys. I think in a 12-team, both of them should probably be rostered. I actually traded for Mackenzie Gore in my Dynasty league that I'm in. I know he's been off and on pretty much all year, but this is a guy that can still miss bats and get a lot of strikeouts. I just don't think he's going to be the ace that everyone thought he was. I think he's a solid SP2, SP3. SP2 is probably still being a little nice, but I think he's a solid SP3 in most fantasy rotations there. So, and same thing with Brian Rue. They're almost like the similar players, but I would try to get both of them if you could. But it depends on who you're dropping to acquire them. Padres are just going to trade the Soto assets for Crochet. That is very true. They could do that. That's it to the Bizza Rizza Jizza. Woo over Irvin. Michael. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would definitely do that. I would do Woo over Irvin for sure. Joe, do I like Jazz? The music? No. The player? Eh, no. Actually, both no. I don't like Jazz Chisholm. I just think the injury risk is too high for me. It would not surprise me. I hope he doesn't. I'm not rooting for that to happen, by the way. It would not surprise me if he gets traded and then gets hurt and then really fuck over the team that he gets traded to. So, but he has been healthy, knock on wood. He has been healthy all year, for the most part, at least. So I would be looking to acquire him if I can buy low on him. But I'm not giving up any valuable assets. But I would do it now, because once he gets traded to a contender, I think at his cost will probably go up. So Chad says, Giants are 100% buyers. They think they can win down the stretch as the rotation gets healthy. Yeah. I just don't know, like, what are they, and Chad, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. Who do they buy at the deadline? Like, what's big splash are they going to make? I think that they're multiple pieces away from being contenders. Rotation, yes, I think they'll get healthier once Robbie Ray comes back, but it'll probably take him some time to build back up and get his feet underneath him, not just from a pitching perspective, but also from a production aspect of it. So production and innings is what I meant to say. So, for me, they need to acquire a bat, multiple bats, to be contenders, and hope guys like Matt Chapman and Elliot Ramos continue to hit. So, but I'm interested to hear your take, dude. Sound Money, what's up? He's talking to us from the Twitch side of things. For those of you guys who don't know, we do have a Twitch channel, so make sure you guys check us out that on there. Chad runs that aspect of it for us over there. What are you looking forward to most in the second half? That is a great question, Sound Money. Honestly, I think it's always fun to see the two things. One, I think the playoff pushes are going to be fun. But secondly, I think it's one of those things, too, where I'm interested to see what prospects come up. I'm interested to see what guys get traded. I think the trade deadline is very fun. So in this order, I'd love to see the trade deadline. I hope there's a lot of big splashes and we get a lot of moving pieces. Obviously, I hope my O's make a push for some two starters at least and maybe some bullpen help. Without giving up any of our top prospects. Both can't be true. So anyways, so the trade deadline, September call-ups is another big thing for me that I like to see because I get to get a fresh wave of the prospects. I am not as in tune to the prospects as, say, somebody like Robbie or Ben, who are also on the Palazzo podcast here. If you guys aren't following them, make sure you do so. But I like to see the new wave of guys come up and actually watch them with my eyes as opposed to just reading about them or looking at stats. So that's also fun for me. So summary, trade deadline, hopefully my O's make a push, and then the September call-ups, and then obviously everybody else fighting for the last playoff spots.
Are you really listening to this show on the crapper? If you are, that's fine. Palazzo Podcast will be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bezza says Butler sits versus lefties. Yep, there you go. So I'm not really high on Lawrence Butler. I am maybe in on him, maybe in deeper 12 teamers, but it depends on who you're dropping. So let's see here. EA All Day, Mike, what do you think about Walker Buehler situation? Does he actually help us or is it a lost season? Probably a lost season. He's somebody I'm going to be looking. He's going to, spoiler alert, he's going to be on my my must-haves article for next year, is Walker Buehler and Bobby Miller. I think you're going to be able to get both Walker Buehler and Bobby Miller at extreme discounts. And these guys are both have fantasy ace potential, in my opinion. So for this year, it's probably a lost season. But I'm hoping he figures it out, because the Dodgers are definitely going to need him if they're going to want to make the playoffs, but two, go deep in the playoffs. So good question there, EA All Day. I appreciate that, man. Another question from UE2K. Ha-Seong Kim, Jackson Merrill, Mark Vientos, Ben Rice, James Wood, Brooks Lee. Need two, drop two for pitching help. And one when Royce returns. Who and in what order? Oh, dude, so many questions here. You need to drop two of them for pitching help. Okay, got it. All right. Confusing question. You need to drop two. I would drop, if this is a dynasty league or a redraft league? In redraft, I would drop Ha-Seong Kim and probably, this is tough. Probably James Wood, honestly. I mean, Ha-Seong Kim and James Wood. I would probably look to move these guys. This is going to sound like a broken record, and I'm probably going to lose a lot of viewers on this. Guys, stop dropping players. Trade them first. It's always the first move. Always the first move. Trade these guys. I think you can get actual value for Jackson Merrill, Ben Rice. Look to move these guys and for a starting pitcher, and then boom, you're good, as opposed to flat dropping. Because if I'm in your league, UE2K, and I see any of these guys get dropped, I am hopping on them like white on rice, and I'm picking them up for free. So look to trade them first. See if anybody will bite. Package them in a deal. I don't know if you're going to be able to get anybody one for one quality starting pitching, but make them as a sweetener for a trade deal with somebody in your league. That way you're not just flat out dropping and losing value. So, but if I had to drop these guys, Ha-Seong Kim would be one. And actually I'm going to change my, it's the same. Ha-Seong Kim and James Wood, I would drop for pitching help. And that's what that's what I'm sticking to it. Okay. It was Shohei Batter for Mason Wynn, Parker Meadows, Jung Hoo Lee, and Josiah Gray. Lee and Gray not hurt early and out for the year. Meadows. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha, Chad. Chad says Vientos and Rice if you have a catcher set, and then one of Kim and Merrill. Yeah, it's Kim. They don't really do the call-ups anymore, though. There you go. Sound Money gave us a quick little note. Eddie Buzz, Mike VA, how are you, sir? Sorry, I just got here. Don't apologize, man. Glad you are here to be with us here, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you for showing up. Eddie is always a staple in all of our shows, including the one that we did with the Triple Play guys. So, Eddie, appreciate you being here, brother. Chad says, I don't think they make a big splash, but something like Josh Bell, a reliever, maybe a Matt Manning type that can start or slide into a long relief. Yeah, but I don't know if that's enough to get them into the playoffs, though. Those would be nice pieces to add for them. And Josh Bell, I'm done with him. I don't know if he's actually going to help make a playoff push. They're starting pitch. Here's the thing. Blake Snell is going to have to continue like he pitched in the last two starts in order for them to get anywhere close to the playoffs. They have a decent team. I'm not saying they're bad in terms of hitting wise, but I do think they need an impact bat. Not a splash bat like Luis Robert, but an impactful bat, something definitely better than Josh Bell for sure. Maybe they do both and move Conforto since he's a rental. Yeah, that's true. I think Conforto is probably dealt. Matt McClain, there you go. So from the doctor's office himself, Mr. Govier. Matt McClain should be back hopefully sometime in August. I don't know how long he's got until he's back from that shoulder surgery I believe he had, but he could be a guy that could help you down the stretch for sure. Yui says redraft. Okay. Yeah, for me, it's Josh Bell and not Josh Bell. Sorry, James Wood and Ha-Seong Kim there, buddy. Govier said, I just got to the freeway and I'm staring at Mike's beautiful Mike's beautiful face. Fortunately, I have a dash phone holder. There you go, buddy. Hey, look at the camera. Now look at the road. Now look at the camera. Look at me. Kidding. Don't do that. Make sure you are wearing your seatbelt too. Eddie Buzz says, trade them for Fab if you can't get the players you want. Yes, 100%. I love that call too, Eddie. Thank you. I am never a guy to drop guys. If I'm in a pickle and I need guys, like I need to activate dudes and but my whole team is starting to play well. And I'm like, damn, dude, what am I going to do? The first thing to do is I will be the guy that'll send trade requests to literally every single one of my league mates. And hopefully they don't go to my team and say, I see what you're doing, Mike. You're trying to move these guys for something because you need to drop one of them. Now, some guys pick up on it and some don't. I hardly ever flat drop. I always go that, well, when I say that, I always go the trade route first. Ask anybody in any of my leagues, they'll say, Mike, you ask for a lot of trades. Yeah, because I don't want to flat drop these guys. I want to get something in return. Yes, Eddie, that is Michael Govia. He was here with us earlier. He had a doctor's appointment. So, hey, I'm happy that he was able to join us for a couple of minutes. Love talking baseball with him. Months behind. What's up, man? I hope Jazz stays in the NL. He likely could. Chad, what do you think about this? The Giants possibly getting Jazz Chisholm. I think that is a good move for them. I would like to see that for the Giants. You know who would be better than Josh Bell? Brandon Bell? Oh, Brandon Belt. No. Please, God. We're done with Brandon Belt. I don't know why anybody ever thought he'd be something. I hated Brandon Belt from a fantasy perspective, at least. EA all day. Mike, Kobe Mayo, call over under August 1st. What's your take? I'm going to take the over, but I don't think it's much longer than after August 1st. I think after the trade deadline, because the trade deadline, I believe, is July 30th. I think after the trade deadline, they'll bring up Kobe Mayo. So, I swear to God, I hope nobody in my home league is watching. I'm out of moves for the week in my home league because we have a max amount of moves. And in Yahoo, they counted all of last week plus this week. So the roster moves roll over to Monday. So I'm capped out. I can't make any more moves. And Kobe Mayo is still sitting out there. It's a redraft league. We don't play with NA spots. So I'm hoping come Monday morning, Kobe Mayo will be the first guy that I'm putting a claim in for because I do think he'll be up in August. After the trade deadline. So he's somebody I would be targeting and looking to get on your teams ASAP. He's a lottery ticket. I'm not calling my shot. I'm not saying he's going to come out of here and hit 30 home runs like he's doing in AAA right now. But I do think he'll take over the third base gig for Ramon Urias and help us out. So is Matt McClain a Christmas movie? It's tough with Merrill just because of how bad he's been of late on a 5-for-30 skid at the moment. Yeah, but we've seen flashes from him. He's been pretty consistent all year long. I'd be looking to hold Jackson Merrill. Let's see here. UE2K, it seems folks are less likely to trade in shallow leagues, but deeper leagues are easier to trade because of improving your team from a waiver wire is difficult. Not true, my friend. I play in a shallow league in my home league, and we trade all the time. Like I said, I have to go back and look because I've had this league open for so long. It's the same group of guys. I don't think there's ever been a 1-for-1. What I like to do is I like to trade a guy that I'm not really high. For instance, I'll give you, I just throwing this out here. Maybe it's Yrieksen Profar, right? Maybe there's somebody who's buying it and you're not Yrieksen Profar. And then you bump maybe a guy like James Wood with him and you target a starting pitcher. Perfect trade. Right. And you don't have to drop anybody. You just add him as a sweetener to the deal. UE2K, if you don't know, you don't know if you don't try. So go out there and just start sending random trade offers to everybody and make these guys part of a deal. Make James Wood part of a deal. Ha-Seong Kim part of a deal to acquire a starting pitcher if you need the help in the starting pitching department. I think the most value that you're going to get out of those guys in terms of who is going to get you a guy back in return in terms of a solid SP and maybe a SP3 or an SP4 would probably just off of name value would probably be Ha-Seong Kim, Jackson Merrill. I think Mark Vientos, those guys would probably acquire an SP3 and SP4. But give it a shot. You don't know if you don't try. Let's see. Nothing better than making a 2-for-1 trade where you upgrade and then backfill the empty slot with a free agent Sunday night. Totally with you, Addy. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love offering like a 3-for-2 or a 3-for-1 even for that matter. And I got two guys on the wire that I'm eyeing and I'm like, sweet. And as soon as I'm able to get rid of them, I add two guys that I wanted and boom, you're good to go. So let's see here. I'm out of moves till Monday morning. It's the worst. Oh, I'm chomping at the bit, man. I'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday making my moves. So sound money, my dude in Palazzo. I don't know what this link is for. Number 15 in WRC Plus, belt. No. Are we talking? Are we still talking about Brandon Belt? For the love of God, please no. There's a reason why he's not playing anymore. I think that he would have to play second in that scenario because I can't imagine putting a walking injury risk in the toughest center field in baseball. Jay, he's talking about Jazz Chisholm. Yeah, good call, Chad. Let's see. But maybe he would fit in a lineup like a glove. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he's a solid bat. I think he'll probably cost a little bit of something because he's still young. He's got power-speed combo. I just think that the Giants need an oomph, right? And Jazz Chisholm adds a little spark to that lineup for sure. His hair, all that good stuff. He wants out of Miami. I would not be surprised if he went on a tear in San Francisco, but I don't think San Francisco's making the playoffs. All right, we are 43 minutes in. Anybody got any questions? Drop them in the live chat. I'll hang around so long as you guys got the questions. If not, I'm going to hop off. I'm going to go finish watching the rest of the Cubs and the Diamondbacks game, which I believe Arizona's up. Can anybody confirm that while I'm looking this up? Oh, it's 3-0 Arizona. Ryan Nelson looks good. Only 2 hits, a walk, and 5 Ks through 4 innings. And Justin Steele gave up three earned runs, 5 Ks, 1 walk. So good deal there. I have Paul Sewald in a couple leagues, so I'm hoping he gets a save. Anybody got any questions? Drop them in the live chat. What else you got? One quick O's question. Why in the world are they trotting out Birch Smith and Vinny Titoroli while Dylan Tate chills at AAA? Yeah, I'm not really sure, man. They hate Dylan Tate for some reason. I don't know why. But we need bullpen help. It's not number one on my list. And bullpen is going to be the number one targeted thing in this year's trade deadline. I promise you that. Promise that'll be the number one thing that's moved in terms of just relievers. It always is. In my opinion, bullpen will win you a World Series. If you got guys that can lock down after the starter goes out, that those are such high commodities. And I'm hoping the O's do that. I don't want Mason Miller. I don't want him. He's going to cost too much. But if I'm Oakland, I'm looking to move him. But I want the O's to get some starting pitching here. And I want Dylan Tate to come back up too. So, yeah, frustration shared there, Chad. Eddie Buzz says, Mike and Govier, enjoy your weekend. Good luck with your picks on Sunday and Monday. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Make sure I know you will. I don't even know why I'm saying this. Join us on Sunday for the live waiver wire show, Mean Britain. If you guys haven't done so, I have probably watched myself, and I never do that. Mind you, I never go back and watch these shows, but I probably watched Britain and I's show at least twice already just because it was so effing funny. And I was sitting at work in the parking lot and I brought it up. This is at 5:30 in the morning. This is how sad my life is. And I watched the Donuts and Dick segment, and it's just Britain knows how to add the entertainment value, man. And it's just all up here. It's so funny. And I have such a blast doing shows with him and Govier for that matter. But I really want all three of us to get back together, man, because it's so much fun from an entertainment value. But just those guys are just couldn't be greater people. So Miller says, last one, pitching question. Have to activate or lose Minter? Are you asking to activate him or drop him? I'm sorry, I'm not really sure of your question. Here you go. Singer or Alvarado on the block, Souls League, and have 5 starters already. Crochet, Brown, Nola, Suarez, and Steele. Points to be made in Souls. On the block, meaning that like they're on the waiver wire and you need to drop like an AJ or an AJ Minter. I don't think you need Singer, dude. That starting rotation is pretty solid, and Alvarado for that matter. I'd probably still stick with AJ Minter, dude, out of these. So EAL Day says, Britain is incredible, natural comedian. Agreed, man. He's so much fun to do shows with. And that's how he is in real life too. It's just all up here. He's quick. He's the best. UE2K says Dick and Donuts is a classic. Yeah, that's what we're going to call the show. I'm going to see if Govier, if you're still watching, buddy, I want you to change the, just for Sunday, if we can make it happen, change the banner from the live waiver wire chat with Mike and Britton to Dicks and Donuts with Mike and Britton. I just want to do it for one show. Vizza says, I'm hoping Devin Williams is slow to return. Bummed to lose my McGill share. Same, dude. Same. He's looked good in his rehab starts. I think they're going to be careful with him. I could see maybe a mid-August return for him. But even then, that to be said, I wouldn't be looking to flat out drop McGill when Devin Williams comes back, because I don't know if he's going to get the opportunities like he was if he was healthy. So I think they'll probably mix and match with McGill too, and let him get some shares. It'll be very reminiscent of how Jose Alvarado and Jeff Hoppin work in the Philly bullpen. I understand they're both righties. I get that. I'm just saying in terms of just how they trade off is what I'm looking at. So I think that's something. Oh, Yoandy Ramirez, what's happening with Detmers? He sucks. That's what's happening with him. Who cares? Don't add him. I don't care how tantalizing he looks in the minors. I'm done with Reed Detmers. Go back and rewind the tapes. Look at previous shows. Britton recommended him. I'm not. I'm done with Reed Detmers. He is the baseball version of Jeff Gordon. Or not Jeff Gordon, sorry. Flash Gordon. What's the dude's name who played for the Browns? Somebody help me out here. What is his name? I'm going to look this up right now. Sorry, guys. On air. Josh Gordon. Sorry, not Jeff Gordon. Jeff Gordon's a NASCAR racer. He is baseball's version of Josh Gordon. I hate Reed Detmers. Don't add him. Let's see here. I will say, keep an eye on Tucker Davidson. He has always had flashes and been filthy in a convertible role at Norfolk. So the IOs might have unlocked a new level with him. Yeah. You know who I like is Chase McDermott. I'm hoping Chase McDermott gets a shot with us. I like him better than Kate Povich. So if there's a rotation spot that's open or we don't make any splashes for an SP at the trade deadline, I would love to see Chase McDermott. Rather have Ray or Myers. I believe you're talking about both of the pitchers for the Brewers, and for me, it's Myers. Dixon Donuts is the new Cupcakes and Hoes. Yeah, dude. I love it. I hope Govea can do it. What do you guys think? Should it be Dicks and Donuts or Donuts and Dicks? I think I like Dick and Donuts better. Just rolls off the tongue better. God. Oh, man. All right. Heston Kjerstad. Kirsten. Yeah. Heston Kjerstad back when? He was on the 7-day concussion list. So I would probably say sometime next week if I had to guess, but that's going to be dependent on if he's still having concussion symptoms. So Chad says Rockies just gave Condron the same deal. Are you talking about Charlie Condon? Is that who you're talking about, Chad? The same deal as Chase Burns, making him the highest paid draft pick in history. Yeah, I think you're talking about Charlie Condon. That's sweet though. Yeah, Josh Gordon. Got it. Okay. Detmer says burn me 3 years in a row. I can't go back. Josh Gordon. Yeah, dude, you can't. I know that people get so nutted up about how his spin rates and his curveballs, and this is the year. Done. Do not add him. Enough Reed Detmers talk on this show. Dude. Donuts and Dicks. Yes, I love that. Hines opinion, can it last? Oh, you're talking about the dude from the Reds? No. He's got like a 30% strikeout rate. He's just on a heater. I would actually be looking to trade high on him. Get rid of him. Get something in return. I don't know if anything's going to get anything in return that's of value, but if you don't get anything, ride the wave until it crashes. But yeah, it's been fun. Yoandy, we just talked about this, brother. Mayo ETA, I'd say first week of August after the trade deadline. The trade deadline is July 30th. I think Mayo is up for us in the first, max, latest second week of August. Stash Kobe Mayo now. Beat your league mates to him if he's out there. I don't care if it's redraft. He should already be owned in a dynasty league, but if it's in redraft, I don't care what format, how many teams, get Kobe Mayo on your team. I don't even care if you have an NA spot. Burn a roster spot, get him. I'm calling my shot. Chow, God, I always want to call you Chow. Chad, can you just make it Chad TTV? Because it always throws me for a loop. I'm kidding. It's your Twitter handle. Do whatever you want, or your YouTube handle. Just don't let Britton play horseshoes with Chuva. You're talking about like ring toss or something. I think that's what the joke you're trying to make. Well played, Chad. Well played, sir. Charles says, what is up with Tucker Shin? Dude, I don't know. For those of you guys who see right here in my little white bubble here, SOS Kyle Tucker. I don't know what's going on with him, man. I know bone bruises are really hard to come by. I don't think the Astros are telling us something they already haven't said. I think just a deep bone bruise is just taking a while to heal. He's not going to be back this weekend. He probably won't be back next week, but I could see the next week after. I just need to see something more in terms of his on-field activities, which have been very, very light apparently. So it sucks. I need Kyle Tucker in the worst way. But even then, man, it's so frustrating because they listed him as day to day, and now he's been out close to like 2 months. It's highly annoying. Yeah, I'm thinking it's Biz is saying that he thinks it's a fracture. I think it is too. I just don't, you know, maybe they just are too lazy to update everybody. Last one. Is there any timeline update on Heston yet? Yeah, I just said it 2 seconds ago here. Chad is the, he's on the concussion protocol. He's on the IL, 7-day IL, which is something I'm sure you probably already know. I think he'll be up next week. I don't think they activate him for the weekend. But that's just a guess, mind you. I don't have any news on that. EAL Day, Mike, what do you think about India rest of season? Is he a legit top 10 second base option? Was thinking about packaging Barrios and Andrés Giménez for a better second baseman, trying to figure out that range of player to target. Yeah, I'd say that's probably a good range. I don't know if anybody's taking that. Like, if anybody offered me Barrios, it's immediate. I don't care who the second player is. I don't want him. Barrios has been terrible. So yeah, I would move on from, I would try to acquire India. I don't know if he's a top 10, but I think he could be right outside. I think he'd be right outside the top 10. I think if you package Barrios and Giménez for India, I would try that first and try to aim in that range for sure. Business says, I'm out. Mike VA, thanks again, my guy. No problem, dude. Appreciate you being here. Come Sunday, let's talk. Let's talk some baseball again, man. Happy baseball's pumped. I'm pumped that baseball's back. Biza, good luck tonight, Saturday, and we'll hopefully see you Sunday, my dude. I sussed it out early, thankfully, after he would be back the first week to having done zero activity. Something went seriously wrong. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Tucker, man. I really do think that it's a fracture. I think it's deeper than a bone bruise. That's just, I'm starting to lean that way. But I don't know why the Astros wouldn't update us on that. I already did that one. Sorry. EL Day. Okay, so per your trade drop rule, would you be okay dropping Barrios if you can't trade him in a quality start league? But still, yes. This is probably the one. This is where I would be okay with dropping. There's a fine line between trading and dropping. Barrios has been this bad. You can drop him. It's not like you're trading a guy that you know, he's an SP one or two or three, right? Like, he's a back end arm in anybody's bullpen. So I'm fine with dropping him. Of course, try to trade him first, make him part of that Andrés Giménez deal to see if you can get Jonathan India. But if you can't move him, I think it's fine to drop him. But I really am interested to know who else is out there on your waiver wire in terms of starting pitching there, EA All Day and second baseman. It's either that or he injured something else rehabbing. Yeah, dude. It just seems kind of odd. I've had bone bruises myself, and I came back. I mean, granted, I was in my 20s at the time, but I came back from them, I want to say, in a couple of weeks, not months. So, but yeah. I believe you're talking about Carlos Correa. How bad is his foot issue? I have no idea, man. I'm not a big fan of Carlos Correa. I never really have been. I know he's kind of having a resurgent season. The Twins are playing good baseball. I don't have any shares of Carlos Correa, so I really don't know, and I'm not going to try to answer that, Charles, for you. I'm sorry, dude. But hit me up on Twitter. I'll try to do some digging and try to help you out. I just don't have any info on that. Torres, what's up, man? For those of you guys who aren't following Torres on Twitter, make sure you guys do that. Torres, I don't know if that is your Twitter handle, but I'm going to find it really, really quick. He puts out great content as well. Definitely worth a follow. Torres Takes is his Twitter handle. I will put this in the chat. Make sure you guys follow him. He's good, even though he's a Yankees guy. Okay. I just put it in the live chat. Make sure you guys follow him there. Torres, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate you. Charles says, bone bruise took me a whole summer to get over in my 20s. Yeah, dude. I mean, I guess it varies because it's dependent on so many different things, right? Like, how deep is it, where it hits you, all of those things. Obviously, and it varies from person to person as well. So it's not like, you know, bone bruises for everybody means 2 weeks or 2 months or whatever it may be. It obviously matters, a lot of different factors that could go into it. So, right. Torres says, thanks so much, Mike. Absolutely, brother. Keep cranking out the content, my dude. See, Orioles and Yankees fans can't get along. Correa is in pain management issue in the long run, I presume, but it's definitely not a great situation now that this has happened twice with getting plantar fasciitis in both feet. Yeah, I'm just not a Carlos Correa guy. Second baseman is available. Gleyber, Estrada, Nick Gonzalez, David Hamilton, etc. Yeah, I don't like any of the second basemen. Try to get India. SP available. Hicks, Kyle Harrison, John Gray, Christian Scott, Arrighetti. I don't like any of these guys either, to be honest. Yeah, I'd be looking to make that move. But in terms of, I'd probably have rather have, and I hate saying this, but I'd probably rather have Barrios just because the K aspect of it than any of the guys you listed in the current SPs there, EA all day. All right. Anybody got else? Any got any questions? I got a couple more minutes left before I get out of here because I'm going to sit my fat ass and watch baseball. So glad we agree. Thanks, brother. Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's just, it sounds like you got a pretty competitive league there. So I would try to make that move for India for sure and see if that guy bites. I love Jonathan India. I don't know if he's a top 10, but I definitely think he's probably in that 10 to 15 range. So Charles says, thanks. Enjoyed it. Absolutely, brother. Thanks for being here, man. Appreciate you. For those of you guys who are new here and are watching us live on the YouTube channel, make sure you're following us at Palazzo Podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe right here, this little red button. You actually can't click it, but it'll pause the video. Make sure you're subscribing to the YouTube channel there and help us out to get to 1,000. And make sure you're following me at _MikeVA, MJGoVA for Michael, at Britton Allen, 2 T's, two L's, big gentle Ben for Benjamin Chase, Robbie Baseball 1, and Sam FBB 1 for the other guys in the show. So, oh, damn you. Is this Donovan or Jamie? I can't remember which one of you guys runs the YouTube channel. Kyle Pitts or Eric Ebron? Oh, dude. It's Kyle Pitts for me. I'm saying, oh, dude, because we're talking football now. Don't do it. Don't bait me into this. Do not bait me into this, you. Kyle Pitts, I'm excited for him. He's one of my sleepers this year. He will be, a little spoiler alert, he'll be on my targets for sure. But like, oh, dude, we all know how good Kyle Pitts is. They got Kirk Cousins now. Yeah, bite me. He hasn't been good since he's been in the league because he hasn't had damn quarterbacks. Now he gets Kirk Cousins. Kyle Pitts is a draft day must have. I think he can finish his top three tight end. All right. We are getting too big. The outros are going to be 40 people long at this rate. Yeah, exactly. Make sure you guys are following Chad too. I forgot I left him out. Make sure you guys follow Chad on Twitter. CAO Chad TTV. Good follow. And he's also in our Discord a lot too. Guy knows his stuff. Very, very, very smart individual with all things fantasy sports. So make sure you guys follow him. Yoandi Ramirez is real Schwellenbach. Are you asking me if Schwellenbach is for real? I don't know yet. Big General Ben would probably have a better answer to that than I would. He's had back-to-back two good starts, pitched for the Braves. So he's a guy that if he's out there, ride the wave until it crashes. I think you can use him in certain starts. I'd probably avoid him in probably the more competitive ones, though, Yoandi. So, all right, we are coming up right on the hour here. So, you know, you guys, we have to always
give me two.
That we give the Utah Gimme 2 a sound effect in here. And I'm going to play it again for twice. That's the whole bit here.
Utah, Gimme 2.
Gimme 2, damn it. All right. Make sure you guys check us out this Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern. It'll be myself and Britton Allen. We'll be talking about the week ahead. Start SP streams. Guys to target on your waiver wire, both hitters and pitchers. It'll be fun. Make sure you guys join us. It'll be a hell of a show. I really appreciate everybody jumping on here. Michael and I just texted each other and like, yo, should we do a show? They're like, yeah, I got a doctor's appointment. You want to jump on? We're like, yeah, sure. We had no plans of doing it. But this was fun. I appreciate all of the, questions in here. Obviously, please, please, please make sure you guys follow me on Twitter. You can ask me questions on there. Just mention me, please don't DM me. Mention me. I'm happy to help. Yeah. All right. Chad says, show with me and Govier coming soon as well. Once football drafts slow down. Perfect. There you go. You heard it from Chad here. All right. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go watch football. And you know, we cannot end this podcast without the commander himself, the master and commander, Mr. Jack Aubrey. Thank you guys very much. Palazzo Podcast, two L's, two Z's. I'm your boy, Mike Virginia.
Utah. Yeah, give me two.
They follow
Utah. Give me two.
There you go, twice. Palazzo Podcast on the YouTube channel. Make sure you guys are following us. Help us get to 1,000. Thank you guys very much. Enjoy baseball. Baseball's back, baby. Woo!
All right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall.
England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun. Quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.